order. A new world order.
Lies! 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 New World Order.
From the front line of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we're talking about here is right and wrong.
Right and wrong.
A new world order.
A new world order.
My gorilla antics are to get you back to being a human, folks. That's where you got to find your main innate will to survive and to channel that into the intellect and the will to culturally throw off the globalist culture of death. Hup, hup. I'm going to be on Savage's show today or tomorrow. I'm not sure yet for his 20 years of broadcast. That should be interesting. Go ahead and talk to Jeff in Connecticut. Thank you for holding, sir.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Thank you for holding during my gorilla activity.
No problem. I'm just calling to let you know about the activity ramping up here in FEMA Region 1, formerly Connecticut.
Yes.
About 2 weeks ago, they started a massive chemtrail campaign. I mean, I've seen it before, but they used to try to hide it. Now, they just don't care. They'll turn it on and off. They'll do loops and circles and grids. And
oh, no, they publicly admit they're geoengineering. Bill Gates is involved. He gets paid to do it. But we say, what are you spraying? And they just say, go to hell. Roll over and die. Enjoy some aluminum.
Yeah,
how's everybody dying of lung illnesses doing for everybody, you know?
Yeah, oh, without a doubt. And yesterday we saw, it just started. Well, we've seen it before in the past couple of weeks. Military jet flying over the house, kind of doing loops around, because I live about 15 miles away from Bradley International Airport, kind of like the Doomsday Jet. So I know the difference between a military plane and
a... Oh, yeah, the Doomsday Jet was flying around Austin again yesterday.
Well, that's what the 2 and 2 got to put together, because I had seen the evening news, and then I kind of figured out what it was. But one of my questions to you is, I'm about 125 miles from New York City, and they're just really doing this stuff out in the open now, the chemtrails, the planes. My buddy got woke up by black helicopters the other night flying over town. Now, do you really think that they're going to... They probably will nuke New York, huh? They probably will say it and nuke
yeah,
it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, people love it. Yeah, they love it. And you know, they'll be our saviors, of course. Again, if you're the globalist, what do? You attack yourself to take over. Elementary, my dear Watson. And people need to get that through their schnoggin. And then they think they'll get the military to go along with it. The issue is the military are our main listeners, and they know what's going on now. And so I just would challenge the globalists to back off now. And
we need the military on our side.
Well, I mean, it's their country, too. It's the police. It's their country, too. I appreciate your call. God bless you. Let's talk to Dylan in North Dakota. You're on the air worldwide.
All righty. So we got Barack Obama coming out and saying that his biggest fear is a nuke going off in New York City. All right. We've got two missing nukes, okay? Russia confirmed that one of those was detonated in the southern Atlantic, I believe. And we've also got the most recent Batman movie, which we know is one of those trigger movies, okay? What happened? A nuke, okay? We got money in America, okay? The dollar bills, the $20 bill, when you fold it, you know, you get the Twin Towers or the Pentagon. Well, the new $100 bill, there's a video on YouTube, shows a guy debunking it and showing a nuclear sunrise and a tidal wave taking over what? New York City, okay?
Well, all I know is they put a lot of deep Masonic stuff into the dollars. That's admitted. There's major power in commerce and passing hands. They want to speak it into existence. They follow principles of magic. Doesn't mean I believe it. The elite believe it. And they believe they're speaking into existence when they publicly admit what they're going to do beforehand. It's like the Native Americans counting coup. They go up and hit you with a ceremonial club 3 or 4 times saying, gee, I could have already killed you 3 times before they actually kill you. And so, no, I hear you. I mean, I think there's a very good chance our Lord and Savior, as Jamie Foxx says, Barack Obama, you can't just say the name once. It will make him the Savior. He will save us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
RAD has declared DEFCON 3, scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
A whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown targets are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You betcha!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear?
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir. We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
The only way to win the game is not to play. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists want to use nuclear weapons. They've had the RAND Corporation, the Pentagon, the last decade put out reports claiming limited nuclear wars are sustainable and reasonable and no big deal. They're basically like a walk in the park. And they've been selling that idea. And they've been moving nuclear weapons, tactical, medium range, in and around the Russian borders. They have been arming al-Qaeda to attack Russia publicly. They have been trying to destabilize Russia domestically with left-wing socialist anti-family cults. They have been overthrowing Syria, Libya, Egypt with al-Qaeda forces. This is not our government that's doing this. This is insane central banks, the same people that brought you Obamacare, the same people that finance all the anti-gun groups, the same people that finance the open borders, the same people that finance in all the universities anti-father initiatives. They want to break society because tyranny never ends up working. So they think, well, tyranny isn't broken. No, it's that humanity isn't complying with it, so we're just going to neuter humanity. And in the process, destroy the vigor of the species. Let me just give you a smattering here of the headlines I have. I have some incredibly good news that I'm going to be getting to at the bottom of the hour that is just so delightful. MSNBC loses another quarter of its viewers in the last year and is already imploded and collapsed. I just want to announce that here now. They've been collapsed for years. It is literally a facade. And it doesn't matter they have anti-gun CIA spokesmen, frontmen on Rachel Maddow's show and you know all these petty movie stars like Affleck and the rest of them. They are a complete joke and legends in their own mind. And they're only there so they don't have to announce they've already collapsed. They are complete fraud, facade, garbage. And will destroy the preservation of you and your family if they have their way. They are the enemy, period. And that just recognizing that is the beginning of survival of the species. Finding your human common sense, your vigor, your aggression, your focus, your dedication to humanity. Good people have 100 times the power of evil people. We're more vicious. We're smarter. On every front, we will stomp the enemy into the ground. In the info war, physically, whatever it takes. But you've got to step into your power. Let me continue with more unbelievably good news here, ladies and gentlemen. And again, we're going to be covering this at the bottom of the hour. The FBI has severed ties with the Southern Poverty Law Center and removed them from their websites and are removing them from recommended law enforcement training. I'm going to say that again. The FBI is removing its connections from the SPLC. The SPLC is a publicly sworn group to attack the Second Amendment, every basic liberty there is, fatherhood, the family, and any independent media, and they get their talking points directly from the central banks and the Communist Party. And they now, ladies and gentlemen, are on the rocks. We're going to be getting into all that. The enemy is on the rocks if you attack them in the info war and don't apologize. Because the minute we recognize them as the enemy, it doesn't matter if the globalists blow up more federal buildings. Southern Poverty Law Center had their informants in control of the white supremacist Elohim City Command Center. It doesn't matter how many nukes the globalists set off in U.S. cities and blame the Russians and claim they're working with U.S. right wing and try to arrest us in martial law. That dog doesn't hunt. Isn't going to work. We saw your plan, blew it out of the water over a decade ago. Now everybody sees you trying to run that play. They see what you're doing. You understand, we're engaging you. We're not laying down. We're better than you. We're smarter than you. We're stronger than you. We're honorable. We're not cowards. We were born to go up against scum like you. You people think all your black uniforms and your FEMA camps scare us? You think all this garbage really scares Americans? Americans have been brought up in front of a television set, mesmerized. They've been sleeping. The minute you start the fight, you begin to lose it. The minute you start the fight, you awaken the giant. The minute you keep pushing us is the minute you go down. You got that, scum? So I'm going to be talking about that at the bottom of the hour. And I'm telling you what's going on right now is the people know we're all in danger. The people look at their kids. I don't care if they're a cop or a bureaucrat or even a social worker or an FBI agent or a Secret Service agent. People in the system, they look at their children and they know they're flushing them down the toilet working for this New World Order. This New World Order is illegitimate and has hijacked this country. Period. Everybody knows it in their gut. Everybody knows it intellectually. There's no more debate. You either stand up against it or you roll over. You either decide to choose humanity in 1776 and our forebears, who sure weren't perfect, but compared to these people running things, they're night and day. The honor, the courage, the dedication, the strength, the male power. That's what the New World Order totally fears is men. Men who care about building a civilization. Men who want prosperity. Men who want to build bridges and buildings and spacecraft and have a future. Men who love poetry. Men who love combat. Men who love their families and their wives. Men who are strong. Men are the answer with God's light to change this world and fix this planet. And it's time for men to stop being little boys for their whole lives and to stand up and become men. I'm already getting into this. The point is the enemy is weak. They're weak spiritually. They're weak physically. They're cowards who crave narcissistic delight. Why look down into the water at your own reflection when you can look up at the stars? Why look into your own eyes in a mirror when you can look into your woman's eyes? Why love yourself and your petty power trip when you can love seeing your sons and daughters become strong and see them delight in creativity and discovery? We're going to be breaking all that down today. Max Kaiser is coming on. It's now coming out the UK government threatened to shut down The Guardian for printing Snowden leaks. That's why they stopped releasing them. We're going to get into the latest on Obamacare. Every state has been caught hiring, through the federal government, criminals to run the Navigator systems. Convicted swindlers, money launderers, identity thieves. Yeah, who do you think, as Kit Daniels wrote months before it went into effect last year, we said it'll be Acorn-type groups. And it wasn't just Acorn-like. It was Acorn groups that have changed their name from New York to Nevada, coming up and saying, you give me your Social Security numbers right now, old lady. And you know what? They give it to them, and you know what happens. And it's in the news. Going to be covering that. This is a criminal takeover, period. But it's my government. I mean, they're the authority. No, they're not when they're mad dog criminals. And you're insane to keep cowering to these people. That is what's going to let them win. It's not courage to fight these people. It's self-preservation. It's blind, stupid courage to roll over to these people. Because that's what you better fear. You better fear not facing the full truth. You better fear not making preparation for it. You better fear not taking the opportunity we've got because of checks and balances that have been overrun but still are there to a certain degree that we can use to pivot on and restore the republic. We have the moral high ground. We have self-preservation on our side, the survival instinct that they've worked so hard to nihilistically destroy. We want to restore the republic. We want to restore justice. We want to restore our institutions that were never perfect, but have been totally brought down. And we can do it. The world's worth fighting for. People say, well, just leave it to God. God helps those who help themselves, the old Bedouin saying, trust in God, but tie up your camel. I'm just going to leave my horse untied. I trust in God. Well, God sees that and sees a fool. Tie up your horse, do your best, and God will carry you through to the next step. But you've got to take that first step. You've got to ask God to empower you as a vessel, as a soldier, in the fight against the destroyer. We'll be back with the latest on Russia.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
Watch Obama become a god.
Watch him become a god.
Watch people's liberties and freedoms be destroyed.
Watch people's heads roll.
Roll.
Just like the Pied Piper let Al-Qaeda in. Then you call the Pied Piper to get Al-Qaeda out.
Yeah.
But then later, Pied Piper comes for your children. And now he's in control of the system. He acting like a robot.
Acting like a robot.
Your metal brain corrodes.
It's metal brain corrodes.
Dave Mustaine bringing us in. Great Dave Mustaine. What a great guy.
You try to take us both.
Totally real. Before the head explodes.
Before the head explodes. Explodes.
Who would you attack? If you were the globalist, what would you do to your enemy? You put poison in their water to dumb them down and lower their IQ and give them cancer. You destroy their culture. You destroy their families. You take the greatest creditor nation, make them the greatest debtor nation. You'd attack the churches. You'd attack morality. He would do exactly what the globalists in Hollywood have done to this country and what they're trying to do to Russia. Everybody else, as they play our countries off against each other. Just like in From Russia with Love, the James Bond movie written by the MI6 spy Ian Fleming, the two Chinese fighting fish, one kills the other's weak, then the third smarter one comes in for the kill. That's what the New World Order does, up above us, playing us off against each other. Study, small nuclear war would destroy the world. That's in CBS News, in amongst the news and sports. With an estimated 17,000 nuclear weapons in the world, we have the power to exterminate humanity many times over. But it wouldn't take a full-scale nuclear war to make Earth uninhabitable, reports Live Science. Even a relatively small regional nuclear war, like a conflict between India and Pakistan, could spark a global environmental catastrophe, says a new study. Yes, in a cascading new dark age is what the study gets into. Let's click on that Live Science report there in the blue link. Most people would be surprised to know that even a very small regional nuclear war on the other side of the planet could disrupt global climate for at least a decade. That's actually true. It would throw up incredible dust in the atmosphere and wipe out the ozone layer for a decade, said lead author Michael Mills, an atmospheric scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Colorado. And do you know why they note that? Because not the Russians, not the Chinese. No, do you know who detonated over 100 hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere? Do you know who did that? Our government did in the 60s. Quote, trying to, quote, blow a hole in the Van Allen radiation belt. That made it worse. On record, more radioactive. That was first, blow a hole in the Van Allen radiation belt. Then they wanted to see if they could ignite the atmosphere on a planetary scale. This is all public and declassified. Let's just see if we can burn the Earth up. Sure, let's go ahead and do that. And then they wanted to see if they could blow holes in the ozone layer. And do you know they were successful doing that? These people aren't insane. They're not guided by Satan. And you're right, atheist. There's no devil. Well, you know what? I'm being sarcastic. Even if there isn't a physical, spiritual, dimensional devil, which obviously I believe there is, and the evidence is overwhelming, the evil force throughout history that is bigger than just individual people guiding it, a force, a spirit. If that isn't the devil, it is. The devil exists archetypally, whether you think it exists or not. That's the devil trying to ignite the atmosphere, trying to create mass power outages worldwide to test. That was the fourth thing they were doing, excuse me. These people are out of their minds, and now they're chemtrailing us since the early 90s with barium, salt, aluminum dioxide, strontium. And, you know, they're crazy. They want to bang heads with humanity. And that's what they've done. And it's hard to create, folks. It's easy to destroy. And And I don't even see any creativity in their destruction. I don't see creative destruction here. I see just destruction, stinking, ugly destruction. We'll be right back with the latest on Russia.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in.
I'm going to now try to hurry through the news as quickly as possible ahead of opening the phones up. Then our guest is joining us. Max Kaiser, always informative.
Oh, my little girl.
We are back live, my friends. Getting back to the Russia situation, it is extremely reckless to be massing nuclear weapons and military force and missile shoot-down systems to stop a Russian counterattack on the borders with Russia. If our government was truly moral, truly supporting liberty worldwide, and trying to liberate Russia from some North Korean-style tyranny, it would still be something that should be up for debate for the public to decide if we wanted to risk nuclear war to free Russia. Russia, compared to the globalist, is not as mentally ill and insane and anti-human. Probably because they just went through 80 years 80-plus years of globalist communism, financed out of New York and London with the Bolshevik overthrow in 1917. The same banks that run the Federal Reserve publicly, J.P. Morgan, you name it, on record funded the Bolsheviks. Look it up. 25 million train of gold, Stalin sent into aid Lenin. Hundreds of thousands of people from England and the U.S. sent over as the Bolshevik army. The Bolshevik army was foreign Westerners who spoke Russian, who'd immigrated to the United States, who overthrew Russia. I mean, this is so insane, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, the Russians, this is known by the Russians, and it's in Solzhenitsyn's books, and it's been written about. But they don't put it on Russian TV because there's still a lot of old Russians and people that like communism and buy into it all and buy the propaganda. Because Stalin did kind of double-cross that neocon group, and then they came back over here. But the point is that the American people and the British people, the UK people, British at the time, literally financed 50, 60 million Russians killed. Just like our government helped put Mao Zedong in. That's now declassified. What the John Birch Society said in the 50s, why they created the John Birch Society, was it was discovered that, and they said it for decades, and then it's been declassified now in the last decade, but they've been saying it since the 50s, declassified in 2004, that indeed the CIA put Mao Zedong in power and double-crossed Chiang Kai-shek and killed U.S. personnel that had gone native, OSS people who refused to aid the communists, and they lined up U.S., British, you name it, soldiers, and killed them. RCIA. There were a bunch of military people that stayed behind and said, we are not going to turn this over to the communists. You know what happened? They got killed. Just remember that. Because this is not our government that runs things, ladies and gentlemen. This is a criminal group. Look at the New York Times whitewashing it. CIA papers lend insight on China under Mao. Yeah, the New York Times, when Mao died, David Rockefeller wrote an op-ed piece literally worshiping him, saying, who can deny he did a great job and is a model for us? I mean, disgusting. Even before it was fully declassified, I remember in 1999 watching History Channel with the CIA section chief over Asia. And he was laughing about how they put Mao Zedong in and bragging on History Channel. And of course, I knew all the names. I'd read the John Birch publications. I knew all about it. John Birch is named after a guy that stayed behind who they killed, tortured, of course, first. And it lets you know that, you know, this has been known forever. And that's the only reason we knew about the New World Order plan in the 50s and 60s is because a bunch of people inside the CIA, inside the FBI, gave all their intel to Welsh, the man that spent his whole fortune trying to resist it, because they couldn't believe the level of treason. And I'm just digressing here. I just marvel at the fact that the people that own the Federal Reserve, the globalists, the big six megabanks, British royalty, you name it, funding it, would overthrow Russia and put in a group of eugenicists, anti-family, anti-God exterminators, and kill 50-plus million Russians, 10 million Ukrainians, millions of Poles, millions of others in Eastern Europe, a reign of hellish terror and social engineering, and that the same globalists literally butchered China and have visited upon China 80-plus million dead. That's China's number. CIA says 65 million or 66 million. And, of course, then you realize, oh, my gosh, they want to do that here. They really will try that here. They really want to break America and re-educate us once and for all. And the only way they do that is starting a global war that they can also tie into domestic groups. And the only way to do that is to set off a nuke and then type it off the signatures, the jacketing isotopes, fingerprint it, and frame the Russians or the Iranians, and then tie it into domestic groups and launch a full-bore takeover. And they really might go ahead and pull the trigger. Because let me tell you, they're going to lose if they don't. We have them. They think they're choking us, folks. We're like a giant boa constrictor that's got a little piglet wrapped up in it, and we're just starting to squeeze, and they're just starting to figure out that humanity wants to be free. It's just a natural instinct. It's not any organized, coordinated thing. It's just a mass, we don't want to be part of this. From factory workers to farmers to ranchers to school teachers to government agents, the power trip's wearing off, folks. People are really sitting there thinking about their families, thinking about their future, thinking about history, and really going ahead with all this. Where Homeland Security openly trains to take on gun owners, veterans, you name it. Obama's disapproval rating hits an all-time high. Look at this headline. Humans to be kept alive between life and death in first suspended animation trials. And they are able to do it with dogs and stuff already, folks. That sounds like, what is the name of it? Ubik? I haven't read it in probably 15, 20 years. Philip K. Dick novel where they freeze you but keep your brain somewhat alive and then people can come and talk to you. You can live hundreds of years that way. Already got it. Now, you freeze somebody hard when the cells get thawed out, they burst. That's why meat doesn't taste good when it's been frozen. So that's the only problem they've got to get around, but they're getting close. So they bring you near death, you know, maybe a heartbeat a minute or so. And so 10 years is only like 2 weeks, and then they can keep you alive directly out of the mind of Philip K. Dick. By the way, I happen to know the inside baseball on Philip K. Dick, and I'm not at liberty to talk about it. Sure wish I could tell you about it. Let's just say a lot of interesting stuff was going on in the 60s in San Francisco. You know, I don't know why I learn all this stuff and get it directly from oh, I'm giving all this information that I'm not allowed to tell you. I always love that part. I could only tell you all the things I've been told, all the things I've learned. I just don't get why all these famous people tell me all this information, and then I'm not allowed to tell you. They just want me to know and confirm what I'm saying. And then these people let the media project who they are, who their husband was, who their son was, who their daughter was, who their father was, when they could tell the world who they really were and what really happened. But they're scared, and they know how the media spins things and how it will attack them. But the good news is the liberty is here. The old system's going down. No one cares what it says anymore. So now it's time for all of you to go public. It's time for John Lennon's family to go public. It's time for the Philip K. Dick daughters to go public. It's time for all of you to start telling the world what you've been through. Instead, this has come out once, so I can say one part of it that's already public. You know Dick got visited repeatedly by the government asking how he knew all this stuff. I'm just going to leave it at that. More human than human. That's our goal here at Tyrell Corporation. And are you really the unteleported man? Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, the world, we're living in a science fiction phantasm, ladies and gentlemen. And we care about people like Ben Affleck or whatever his name is on Rachel Maddow with no viewers, and we're letting the globalists try to start a war with the Russians when the whole universe is there before us and we're busy fighting over primitive accumulation with each other? It's pointless. Let me get to the good news, because I said I'd get to that, and then I'll get into the economic news. There's a bunch of I've got to get to this petty corruption news, how the media always focuses on petty corruption garbage instead of focusing on the big corruption, and that's a tool they use to give you the little stuff. And I know everybody knows that, but it's important to refocus on that. Let me give you first, though, the good news. And again, we already knew this because we tracked the Nielsen ratings, which MSNBC and others got caught years ago paying to have Nielsen put out fake ratings for them. See, you have to understand, these are fake numbers, okay? But it's still that facade for the business owners that put MSNBC and CNN on in their restaurants and bars, or in the airports, or in the government buildings. It's still the facade that, A, these are liberals when they are flaming fascist control freak demons, the worst of humanity, not fit to lead a dead dog into a ditch. MSNBC loses another quarter of its viewers in the last year. And then soon it's another quarter of that diminished amount. Listen, their biggest shows have 500,000 viewers. Ladies and gentlemen, talk about Emperor's New Clothes. I don't have to give you the numbers that Rush Limbaugh has over 10 million listeners a day, that Michael Savage has about 8, 9 million a day, that Sean Hannity has about 5, 6 million a day, that Glenn Beck has 5, 6, 7, 8 million a day, that I have 3 million a day, that Coast to Coast AM has about 9 million a day, 16 million a week. You go, why isn't every day that many? It builds up to, no, because a lot of people listen every day. The point is, and that's just terrestrial radio. We've got 500, 600, 700 million views on YouTube. We can't even count them all. We've got 3 million terrestrial listeners a day, 1 million people visiting the websites a day, 3 million followers on our different Facebooks. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you, these people sit up there pontificating, and they have Ben Affleck on or whatever, to sit there with his every movie comes out glorifying the CIA. It's a joke. I mentioned that because I just keep seeing the image of Ben Affleck in the article, you know, with that narcissistic, self-important look. You don't like a TSA groping you? Well, go to hell, he said, close quote. Turns out that guy only flies on private jets while making fun of groups that didn't want to be groped at the airport and go through naked body scanners. Hey, punk. You're a punk. You sniveling, and I can look at you. He's so stupid when you look in his eyes. I'm so sick of these nobodies being propped up over us to sit there and these nobody joke actors that we're all supposed to fall down in front of and worship all day. I am totally sick of it. The Nielsen Media Research data that the biggest decline came in MSNBC, which lost nearly a quarter, 24% of its primetime audience. CNN, under new management, ended its fourth year in third place with a 13% decline in primetime. In total, the combined viewership of all three major cable networks, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, dropped 11% to its smallest audience since 2007. Not by coincidence, the disapproval rating of Lord Obama, for whom the likes of CNN, MSNBC have been dutiful water carriers in the midst of numerous scandals, hit a new record high this week of disapproval, 59% Gallup, and that's a total whitewash. It's much worse than that. And it just goes on. Now, let me give you more good news here. And this one's really juicy. Southern Poverty Law Center, dailycaller.com. Up on Infowars.com, FBI severs ties with liberal domestic terrorism inspiring Southern Poverty Law Center. This is the group with the ADL that writes the MIAC reports, Homeland Security reports. It's all written by them. It's even the same graphics. They admit that. About how the founders are bad and gun owners are bad and men are bad and borders are bad and not wanting five-year-olds to learn how to, you know, put a condom on a banana is bad and Jocelyn Elders is going to save us and Alex Jones is evil and blah, blah, blah. And Morris Slee's heading it up. And, you know, the same group that was running the Elohim City Command Center that federal whistleblowers exposed and got arrested. I mean, they are a really dangerous group, ladies and gentlemen. They advise the police. They get police chiefs awards. The ADL does the same, basically same organization, just two different heads. And the FBI is now delisting them on their website and not and saying they're not a source for FBI agents because most of what they have on there is a fiction. They'll have some toothless grand dragon on there, you know, some cousin of Senator Byrd, Democrat, and then they'll put him next to Lou Dobbs and myself. It just doesn't hold water. And the fact that the FBI is delisting them shows a major, major victory. And we're going to continue to hammer the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center. I mean, the ADL got convicted and caught, and they've lost in civil court as well with police files and going after people for no reason and tracking citizens domestically and secretly infiltrating police departments. And then they go around with these anti-gun initiatives and say you're anti-Semitic if you don't turn your guns in. I mean, it's total socialist garbage. Using race card to attack people. The Federal Bureau of Investigation revoked and removed its links to the Southern Poverty Law Center from the Civil Rights Division website last week, breaking ties with the group that inspired a would-be mass shooter in a hate map attack. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
I said I shot the sheriff, but Doc Clarence was instead a female.
Freedom came my way one day.
Freedom came my way one day. And I started out of town, yeah.
Sheriff John Brown.
All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff John Brown.
So I shot.
So I shot. I shot. I shot.
And if they start the Civil War, you know what's going to happen.
If I am guilty, I will pay.
Max Kaiser coming on the next hour. And then we're going to take your calls for him. And then I will take nothing but calls the third hour. Cross my heart, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye. Hi, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. Briefly, this hour is brought to you by a great storable foods company with incredible prices, great customer service. It's not just storable foods, though. They have a wide range of the best preparedness supplies out there. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex or 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And also, folks, I've gotten nothing in the staff because this just came out yesterday and started shipping today. Nothing but rave reviews from Buckley Hammond, my cousin that's now come to work with us after working with me the first 3 years of launching InfoWars in 1995. In fact, he was involved in InfoWars before it existed in 1993-94 when I was first in college. He was in college. He's about 6 months younger than me. He was going to Southwest Texas, south of Austin, and he actually helped me put out my first radio tapes and things and get some of my first jobs, and he's been working in TV and network news. So I finally twisted his arm into coming down here to Texas, back home to InfoWars. And of course, it was just his dad, my uncle, that died this year. And so he said it was time to come home and be closer to his mother back in Texas. So he's here with us. I don't know why I got off into that story. The point is to say he's part of the team again. You notice his name on films like Masters of Terror, the Bohemian Grove film, he's in the credits. You'll see his name on my first film, America's Way by Design. He shot the video on that, the nationwide trip, and helped me make that film. His name, of course, is did the music and the editing and so much more in Road to Tyranny. Edited that in my living room, in my living room office, in my little two-bedroom house. So he's back home. Good to have him. He's just raving about this because he got back to Austin. The allergies hit him. And nothing was working. Well, the new lung cleanse that we developed with Dr. Group is revolutionary. It's basically essential oils. You spray it in your mouth and then inhale, and it is off the charts. Good. Nothing else is like it for me personally for allergies. And it's I just call it basically a chemtrail detox. Lung cleanse, InfoWarsLife.com. And we have it. We have it available right now, ladies and gentlemen. So secure yours today and help fund the operation. It's got a whole bunch of organic ingredients in it. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And you can call and secure the fluoride shield, the survival shield. It's incredible. Of course, the Supermel Vitality, 50% off, still running that. We brought that special back, so popular. And we have the new super high-powered, 30 parts per million, silver bullet, colloidal silver. It's all available, and that's how we fund the operation, so it's a win-win-win. It's super high-quality products and fund the tip of the spear in a savage, barbarian, full-on assault against tyranny. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. I got tons of news coming up. Stay with it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, price. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.